This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, education officials again stress the need to overhaul the system as Barbadians have their say on education reform. The BHTA is concerned about airlift for summer next year. Farmers hope a new animal feed plant will reduce their operating costs. An ex-gang leader pleads not guilty to the murder of Tupac Shakur. And four United Nations shelters in Gaza damaged, with more than 20 people killed during an attack. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Education officials have again stressed the importance of overhauling the system, stating that its current structure is not adding value to the lives of many young people. Government's Director on Education Reform, Ida May Denny, reiterated that focus must not be placed on which school children attend, but rather on giving all children the opportunity to be successful. She was speaking during the second public consultation on education transformation at Queen's College.
We recognize that our system was not adding value as it should. It should focus on what do the children know? What have they learned? Have they grasped the curriculum? We also recognize that our system has spent a lot of time focusing on a summative examination. And a lot of our children have gaps in their learning. We can address this by ensuring that we do regular continuous assessment. We also recognize that early screening and diagnostic assessment is going to be very critical if we are going to address the needs of all children.
Government's Director on Education Reform, Ida May Denny. Meantime, retired teacher Janet Vaughan said too often children leave primary school unable to read and believes focus must be placed on assisting these primary school students.
The major problem in education in Barbados today is that too many students leave primary school not being able to read. The point is, when children transfer from primary to secondary, you've equipped them with the literary and numeracy skills, the skill of being able to think critically, and they can do any subject they want. I'm disappointed, really. The focus seems to be on the secondary stage. At the primary stage, in infants A and infants B, where reading is taught, we need small classes to facilitate more teacher-student engagement, and certainly for the teacher to be able to spot students who are lagging. And I'd like to suggest that for class one, you have a teaching assistant to spot any student who might have a little difficulty.
Retired teacher Janet Vaughan. Educator Sandy Field Kelman wants teachers to be retrained.
And I'm not knocking teachers, but I have to talk the truth. It peeved me to hear what teachers said to those children. I'm saying if we're going to retrain teachers, we have to retrain our teachers the way they speak to children. We have to retrain them, not because they got a degree in geography, English, physics, or mathematics. I'm a sticker for the English language. Don't come and tell me, grounded, grounded. No, I'm sorry, because you're teaching my child. And there are teachers. Don't come and tell me. When we were coming down in the bus, the teacher behind me, I could not believe the language she was using. So I am saying we have to look at that type of retraining, okay? If you're going to teach the next generation or not, you're going to produce zombies, sorry to say.
Educator Sandy Field Kelman. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, BHTA, is hoping to see an increase in the number of arrivals for the summer of 2024. However, chair of the BHTA, Renee Coppin, told Starcom Network News that summer airlift was still a challenge this year.
I think one of the challenges continues to be the issue of obviously airlift. In summer, because our winter airlift has rebounded well and we have some new lift coming online, so it is for next year looking again at what we have on stream and ensuring that wherever possible we're looking forward and trying to negotiate and working with our partners to improve the airlift in summer, because that's where our biggest challenge lies. And obviously we lost a lot of interregional lift, and that's another area where we're looking to see how we can rebuild.
She hopes that the BHTA, in collaboration with the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, can work together to improve these numbers.
Airlift, we have to be strategic. All airlift is not obviously created equal, but I think the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., who are responsible for airlift on the island, have been trying to be creative and work on different solutions to the airlift challenges. So it is just for us to sit as partners and figure out together how best we go forward, using all the expertise that's available to us to ensure that we're creating the correct opportunities for the island, because that's important. We want quality as well as quantity.
Chair of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Renee Coppin. Farmers hope a new animal feed plant opening early next year will help to reduce their operating costs and the price of poultry. Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, said the cost of major commodities is still not back to pre-pandemic levels.
As to whether or not what the impact is that it to be on feed prices, again, that is something depends on the level of competition that exists. And of course, it has to do with the extent to which both companies can source raw material at reasonable prices. I know that, for instance, the prices on the world market for things such as corn is showing some signs of decline, but the decline is not rapid. Its price of corn still is nowhere near where it was in 2020 or so. If milk and the feed companies themselves can actually source corn at cheaper prices, this in itself will help in terms of providing cheaper feed to the farming community. The other thing, of course, you have to look at, but it's difficult to say. We just have to wait and see what type of competition will emerge and whether or not this in itself, the farmers will see some type of benefit.
Mr. Paul also said that the recent heavy rainfall has impacted the sector.
You know, this year, we are seeing real impact as a result of climate change. I mean, for instance, right now, consumers will know that, for instance, when it comes to local produce, there seems to be a lot of local produce, especially things like sweet potatoes, staples on the market at the moment. And a lot of this can be attributed to the weather patterns. This year, we've seen even so an increase in soil temperatures this year that have created havoc on local agriculture produce. It might have compromised preparation, wrong preparation for commodities. We are in very uncertain times when it comes to food production. So we are hoping now that with the time left between now and Christmas, for instance, that it is adequate time to at least ensure that consumers will be able to have on their table their favorites.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul. Founder of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris Jr., expressed concern about the lack of support within the cooperative and stressed the management is under review. Speaking during a news conference yesterday, he said the cooperative is looking to rebuild its structure.
To see the cooperative fall down is sad. So at this time, we are in a rebuilding mode with members, shareholders, to get the co-op back on track and in line to move forward within this construction sector and be a voice for the people within this construction sector to ensure the vision keep alive pertaining to this Barbados Contractors and Artisans Co-op Society.
Founder of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative Society, Michael Harris Jr. A former gang leader has pleaded not guilty to the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. 60-year-old Dwayne Coffey D. Davis entered the plea during an appearance at a Las Vegas court. Shakur was 25 when he was shot in a drive-by attack in Las Vegas. Mr. Davis was charged in September, and police alleged that he planned the shooting with his nephew following a fight with Shakur in a casino. And the United Nations says four schools turned shelters in the Gaza Strip have been damaged in the past 24 hours. The UN's Agency for Palestinians said 20 people are reportedly dead at a school in Jabalia refugee camp. Schools at the Beach refugee camp and the Al-Baraji camp were also damaged, with three reported deaths. The UN has again called for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Israel began its operation after Hamas killed more than 1,400 people in Israel and kidnapped more than 200 others. Israel's military says it's targeting Hamas infrastructure, including tunnels and rocket launchers, and is minimizing civilian deaths. Recapping the headlines, education officials again stress the need to overhaul the system as Barbadians have their say on education reform. The BHTA is concerned about airlift for summer next year. Farmers hope a new animal feed plant will reduce their operating costs. An ex-gang leader pleads not guilty to the murder of Tupac Shakur. And 4 United Nations shelters in Gaza damaged with more than 20 people killed during an attack. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.